This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Liz, we're looking at more winter weather advisories in effect for most of Western New York. What can you tell us about what to expect over the course of the next 24 to 48 hours here in Western New York?
Yeah, so currently right now across Western New York, there is a lake effect band just on the southern shoreline of Lake Ontario this evening, and it's just right offshore, maybe a few flurries hitting the far northern shoreline for Niagara County and Orleans County. Off of Lake Erie, there is a lake effect band that's what's left of the open waters from Lake Erie, going across the Buffalo Metro into the Buffalo Airport, so northern Erie County into Genesee County, and there's a few flurries lingering around across the southern portions of Erie and into Wyoming County as well. As the night progresses, these lake effect bands will continue wavering throughout the area, mostly remaining on the lighter side. Probably overnight you're looking at about 2 to 3 inches in the most consistent part of the bands, mainly probably just a dusting for everywhere else. Heading into tomorrow morning, we have widespread snow spreading across from southwest to northeast across the area. Generally outside of the lake enhanced areas, so that would be outside of the Chautauqua Ridge and right on the southern shoreline of Lake Ontario, you're going to see another general dusting about from anything up to an inch. And then within the lake enhanced area, you're probably going to see another 2 to 3 inches. Following that, lake effect continues into Thursday night with, again, in those lake-enhanced areas, so across the higher terrain of Chautauqua County to the southern tier and across Niagara County and Orleans County for another 2 to 3. So totals looking at is about 4 to 6 in some parts, up to about 6 to 8 for the more consistent parts of the band. But that goes through 4 a.m. Friday.
And while we see the snow starting to kick up, at least the good news is that the wind and the cold is not expected to be a factor here, right?
Yeah, the wind should be on the lighter side throughout the whole today, tomorrow, and into Friday. Cold, it still will be on the chillier side. We're still looking at temperatures right now in the teens across Western New York. Those will drop into the single digits tonight, and again, it'll be in the teens for Thursday and Friday. So still cold. You're still going to need to bundle up, but the wind chills will not be as bad.
And how will this weather affect the morning and the afternoon commutes on Thursday?
Yeah, so anywhere for the morning commute, you just have widespread snow, so any untreated roads will be slippery. You're probably going to get some accumulation across the roadways. So it'll be on a slower side, but it should not be anything too impactful. Again, on same thing with Thursday afternoon.
The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is upon us. Rob Radford from Baseballs and Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.